Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we finished verses 9 through 13. So listen as we start verse 14 today.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready, as today we start in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14. Have pencil and paper so you can take notes, but also so you can take down our address that our announcer gives you at the end of how to get in touch with us, either through our physical address or via our website. You can email by hitting the contact us button, and it'll direct you the rest of the way. So be listening at the end of the broadcast. And you say, well, why do you say that? Well, probably you're hearing this late June or early July. Sometime in maybe September or early October, I will begin recording our question and answer period that will air in December of 2018. And so a lot of people will think, oh man, I wish I would have sent in a question for that. And if you'll write us, now I don't always get right to an answer, but if we answer your question on the air, we will not use your name, but we will cover the question. You don't have to worry about, well, does this mean that I will be in trouble with my friends? They hear you answer this question, they know about it. No, because usually I find that most questions have several people that have been in that boat before. And when you've been in full-time ministry over 40 years, you find that that's very well true. There's nothing new under the sun. So write us your question for a question and answer period. Now, again, we don't mind criticism. We don't mind that, as long as you keep it right. Now, if you just come out with meanness and you just say, you idiot, you dummy, and all the things like that, we'll just pin that up here on our bulletin board and laugh at the stupidity of somebody that would do that. So, but it won't get on the air. So again, don't do that, but try to be an adult. Try to be a good Christian adult and write a question that you sincerely want an answer. There's no question that if you don't know the answer, that's wrong to ask, okay? So feel free to ask a question and mail that or email it in, and we'll try to answer that for you. Then also, as you know, this is probably when you're hearing this, it's either late June or early July. I don't know, because I am recording here in the month of March. But on July 23rd through July 26th, of 2018, there'll be the National Sword of the Lord Conference in Walkertown, North Carolina, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church. Dr. Shelton Smith, the editor of the Sword of the Lord, has a great lineup of preachers ready to go after. Matter of fact, you can go to the Sword of the Lord website, and there are motels that they've made contacts with, and you can perhaps get a discount and be able to check with those motels and get you a motel ahead of time. And so you'd like to begin checking into that. And this summer, as a part of your vacation, why not go to the Winston-Salem area of North Carolina, which is near Walkertown, and be a part of the Sword of the Lord Conference. But in addition to that, right up the road is Andy Griffith's birthplace. They have the old town set up like it. You saw it on television with Old Mayberry. Well, they have it set up that way, and it's just kind of nostalgic to go there and visit. So you may want to even do that one day. And then there are some great churches right there in that area that preach the word, still have standards, have not gone the way of the world. You will love the area. It'll be a great vacation time, and especially a great time of spiritual growth. I found that when people from our church come back, they're fired up and they're ready to serve the Lord. And so you might say, if you want to get fired up for Jesus, if you really want something that is good for you, let me encourage you to come for the National Sword of the Lord Conference that will begin on July the 26th at 7 o'clock p.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. each night, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And then for the 24th, 25th, and 26th, there are 10 a.m. meetings. There are two speakers in the morning, two in the evening. Then in the afternoon, there are various workshops. Dr. Smith has a workshop for pastors, although anybody can go into that. He calls it the School of the Prophets. There are ladies' meetings. Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Janet Walsh, and others have that. Then great music throughout the conference. And then there is a large gymnasium in which there are many things that you can purchase, as well as things that you don't purchase, but things you check out. You may be checking out a Christian college for your children getting ready to graduate. You may want to check out some other literature that's up there. There's a great big Sword of the Lord book table, but other companies have book tables there as well. And then you have various things that are there for you. So let me encourage you to come for the 2018 National Sword of the Lord Conference in Walkertown, North Carolina, July 23rd through 26th. Hey, we'll see you there. Now I hope that you have that down, and we will get right on into our study here, 1 John chapter 3. And today we're going to begin with verse 14. Now, we finished last time with verses 10 through 13, and today we're starting verse 14. And so have your good King James Bible open and ready to follow along as we get started on this today. Now, we read there in this verse, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Have you ever been in a close call and later told people it was a life and death situation? Maybe. Or some of you men out there that have been in military action, and it was so close. Perhaps even people around you got wounded, but it was one of those close life and death situations. Perhaps someone was breaking into your home and they had a weapon, and you did what you had to do in order to protect your home. Well, on the other hand, it could have been at the shopping mall, on Christmas, and boy, I tell you what, that can be rough. Maybe somebody broke into your home and stole all your Holiday Inn towels. Well, I'm just joking now, but really, a lot of you have had close life and death situations, whether it's with your health or some other thing. And I don't mean to make light of it, but our text says, we know that we have passed from death unto life. I find it interesting because passing from death unto life is the opposite of what seems to be natural. That is, we can pass from death unto life instead of life unto death. Sometimes a person may have doubts about their salvation. One of the things that erases that doubt is understanding the evidence of death unto life. Now, Satan will try to destroy the evidence in your life. The first thing I want you to see is faith unto life evidence here in verse 14. Now, keep it in mind, this passage, as we talk about it, Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, let's look at that first phrase of our text. We know we have passed from death unto life. Now, in the Greek language, that is written in a case that we call the perfect indicative. Now, don't tune me out quite yet. Listen now as I explain what we mean by that. That means it is an action that took place in the past and has a continuing result. That is, it is indicative, and it is telling us that there is an evidence of this truth which was given in the rest of the sentence. An evidence of the truth that we have passed from death unto life. And he says it there, listen again, because we love the brethren. Now, that's why I tell you to use a King James Bible, because it's from the best text, the right text, and so we are teaching based on that from this passage today. Now, it's because one of the proofs is that we love the brethren. Now, I tell you what, people can say, I love the brethren, and they gossip. They sow discord between people. They don't really care which side they're on. They'll tell one side something, go to the other side and tell them something else, and they keep it going back and forth. I had one man in my ministry that would say, Pastor, I'm behind you. As a matter of fact, he told me 3 times in about a 4-month period, Pastor, I'm 100% behind you. I've got your back. Oh, boy, all this other stuff. Well, I think he had my back. I think it had a knife with him. Because, boy, I tell you what, first chance he got to really go try to hurt the ministry here, he took advantage of that chance and walked out with a group of people. But I just say that because he may have said the words, but his actions did not prove that. Now, understand, men can only look at the outward appearance, but God looketh at the heart. You remember the story in the Bible of Joseph when his brethren sold him into slavery. I use that because we see a principle that is demonstrated for us today. Now, Genesis 37 has the story. But the story actually continues all the way to the end of Genesis. So really, what I'm going to do right now is just give you an overview that demonstrates we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.